you thought that you could do a good job with USIA, and that he thought you'd like to have it. And I rather think that you are admirably equipped for it. What you don't have, you could learn rather quickly, and it's Don Wilson's job could be a good newspaper man. That's a lot of management experience. And you could get you an outstanding voice man. I haven't talked to anybody about it but Frank Stanton. He thinks that you could do a good job of it, and that you could work very closely with their group. He thinks they would like it. Now, I've got to announce it as quick as I can. If I do,
Mr. President, I'm flattered at your comments, but let me tell you what's going through my mind. And I'm just talking to you about it because it's very difficult. This communication satellite program is very necessary. And the director has asked me to take over because nobody, I don't want to take the lead. I want to weigh one against the other to be able to make it the best community. I've done some thinking about Voice of America. I checked with this fellow from the city of New York, and he's delighted to take me. He's wonderful spirit and wonderful out of him. I know of a man that would be a good deputy. I would take that governor from the boat. He's a fine administrator, a good civil servant, a good manager, or we get an 8-3. How soon do you have to do it?
Well, I don't know now. I don't think there's any closeness in the two jobs. One is a job with Rusk and McNamara and with 120 nations, and the other is a communications equipment job, and one that's important in a specific field, like web, but this other affects the lives of every human being, and the schools, and the education, and the peace, and everything else. I think that, I don't know what you'd have to do with your businesses. I guess you could put them all in trust.
Oh, no, I haven't got that much. I could sell everything I've got.
You could work that out. Then I think it, where did you go to school?
University of Pittsburgh.
Have you got any degrees besides your BA?
Yes. Let me tell you about myself so I can relieve any anxiety. I was first in my class in high school. First in my class in college, graduated with highest honors. Elected to the Hall of Fame, managing editor of the college magazine, business manager of the college yearbook. I was first in my class in law school. I was the first one to make an all-A average, elected to the Order of McCoy, appointed faculty fellow at the age of 21. I was the youngest member of the faculty at the University of Law School. Served on that faculty for 4 years, served subsequently on the faculty of National University Law School in Washington for about 8 years. President of the Bar Association, elected by the Bar as a member of the House of Delegates of the American Bar Association. I was the chairman of the International Communications Committee of the American Bar Association, chairman of the International Communications Committee of the World Bar Association.
Well, hang up now. Dictate all that stuff to Mildred. I don't think there's any question about this. I think it'll be a little heavy for you to get Russ's stature, as young as you are, and McNamara's stature, as young as you are, but I think that that you can do it, and I think you've got 120 countries, and you've got prime ministers and everything else that you're dealing with. You got the Vietnam thing, it's the most important thing in the world. You've got to just lay awake at night until you get the two or three greatest men in the world for the Voice of America that's real imaginative. Eisenhower says we ought to put another $1 billion in the goddamn thing, because morale comes from men wanting to fight, and the only way they want to fight is to do that job, and it's more important than all of even McNamara's told me yesterday. Milton feels the same way. I think you have the character. That you haven't got any liberal organizations that give us any FBI trouble.
Hell no. I was called a fascist in college.
Well, have you got anything? Have you got anything FBI that would give us any trouble? Problem?
No, sir. I can swear to that and tell you without any equivocation. There's no women in my life.
That's right. Well, now I think that you may be announced today. So just.
Now, wait a minute, women. I got to talk to Dorothy.
Well, you just better call Dorothy right now and tell her you might be, because I can't.
I'm in the midst of a call.
I don't care what you close. You can close. I can't do that. I may have to do it any moment because I've got other things I can't talk to you about. You can't have till tomorrow. I can't have till tomorrow. You just call and tell anybody you want to, but you just have to resign because, very frankly, what I think I'm doing, I've got Thurgood Marshall waiting outside. I think he may be the top Negro I ever named. You want to make him solicitor. Had a lot of Supreme Court cases. He stepped down. I think I want to announce Carl's resignation.
Where will he go?
He will go into private life. I'm going to announce your appointment. And you call Mildred as soon as you hang up, and then she can transfer you to Dorothy.
Listen, I love you dearly. You've got to give me until tomorrow morning.
What?
Because I've been married 17 years. It wouldn't fool this on my wife. She's in Middleburg. Couldn't reach her if I wanted to. I got a partner with whom I practiced law for 20 years. I have to sit down and look at him. You wouldn't want me to do it different. You know me well enough that I observe the amenities of life.
Well, I'll try to avoid it, but I may not be able to. I'll just tell you. But you call Mildred right now. Dictate this to her. Let me transfer you to Mildred. Now, go into all of it. Anything good that affects communications or SI, particular travel, and you lecture abroad in all the countries. Please answer me on 2190. I've just kept... No, wait a minute. Transfer Mr. Marks to Mildred Stegall.
Yes, Inspector.